It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep with a scorecard of sorts on this final day of the decade. Renee Montaigne is away on vacation. Linda Wertheimer, who was with us earlier in the week, is away. Carl Castle has a chance to sleep in this morning. After his final newscast yesterday, he had a big goodbye party here in Washington. They presented him with a pair of pajamas. Many people are with you on this New Year's Eve, among them Claudette Lindsay-Haberman, our director, Brian Jarbo, our engineer, many others around the world. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, recovering from typhoid fever, is on the air from Kabul today. Here's one major development in the decade now ending. Americans showed how very loyal they are. Even with all the changes in phones and computers, we refuse to be distracted from the TV. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Americans have a lot of screens.
Oh, too many. I have my computer screen, my BlackBerry screen.
My iPhone.
2, 3, 4, 5.
The GPS, which is awesome.
My Kindle screen.
6.
As I speak to you, I feel a tremendous pull to check my Twitter feed.
As irresistible as these fancy new screens are, Americans are most loyal to the one that's been around the longest, TV. In fact, we're watching more of it than ever. 20% more, says Pat McDonough, an executive at Nielsen. Now, you might think that's because today we can watch our favorite shows on all these new devices. Nope.
98-99% of our video consumption is still the American television.
What we're watching has changed. In 1999, the number one show was ER, starring George Clooney.
It looks like we're going to be able to provide that pain medication we talked about.
Today,
here they are, Chris and Adam.
American Idol is one of 5 reality shows in the top 20. In 1999, there weren't any. This was also the decade that saw the rise of cable TV. Today, 90% of homes subscribe to cable or satellite. That's up from 77% in 1999. And with hits like The Daily Show, The Sopranos, and Monday Night Football on ESPN, cable is giving the broadcast networks a run for their money.
I'm here because you killed my wife.
Just recently, the eccentric detective Monk on the USA Network easily beat out the broadcast networks in the ratings. Another notable change this decade is how we watch. 10 years ago, we pretty much had to take our TV sitting down. But today, we can talk back.
Get a Bravo ringtone or wallpaper by texting your vote 1, 2, or 3 to 27286.
Interactivity is an expectation today, and James Poniewozik loves that. He's a TV critic for Time magazine.
It's fantastic to me that I can now write something, and I post it on my blog, and 10 minutes later, I'm having an intelligent discussion with a reader, or I post a link to that post or an article on Twitter. 2 minutes later, I'm having a great little back and forth with several people.
And all it really takes is a cell phone.
I don't see it as a screen, but as a window to the world, really.
Juan Tourneau is a consultant who studies the Latino market in the U.S. He says cell phone usage among Latinos has exploded.
You not only are connected with your family and friends, you get access to information, you get to send and receive email, you get to participate in social media, listen to music, you name it.
Another screen that has soared in popularity this decade is the video game. Get this, at any given moment of the day, 1.6 million people in the U.S. are using a video game console, according to Nielsen. People like Vicki Ellenberg, a first grade teacher in Birmingham, Alabama. She says in 1999, she had just one computer at home.
I played solitaire.
Today, she plays Rock Band with her grandsons on her Wii.
We actually stayed up until midnight until Walmart got them in, and then we played it until 4 in the morning.
We got more than 28.
But the idea of playing on a screen after a long day of working on a screen makes Jessica Valenti shudder.
Any free time we have, we are, you know, outside playing with a dog.
Valenti runs the blog feministing.com, so the computer is her livelihood. She's an example of another trend this decade, the impact of screen time on relationships. Valenti and her husband both spend a lot of time working online, and that got in the way of their marriage.
So often we'd find ourselves, you know, with our laptops open from 7 in the morning until midnight, 1 a.m., even if we were doing other things, even if we were watching a movie together or, you know, sometimes sadly even eating. You know, I think we both recognize that that's just not a really present way to be with each other.
So to preserve their union, they now have a rule. By 8 p.m., the laptops must be shut down and the cell phones turned off. Her escape? TV. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.